This is episode 1058. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. And welcome to a meditation technique that has to do with Taoism. And this is a meditation technique that will help you gain clarity. I'm Mary Meckley, and I share a different meditation technique every single day on the podcast. And each technique is customized around a theme we explore in depth for a full week. And this happens to be the final episode in our theme for this week. We've been exploring it throughout this entire week for 7 days, and that theme has been ancient wisdom for your modern life. So you're gaining insight into the rich tradition and wisdom of meditation. I've shared with you throughout this series techniques from all different kinds of meditative philosophies and traditions, and they are all ancient techniques that have been passed down through millennia. Well, today's technique is no different. And this is a technique that stems from China and the Taoist philosophy. And it's a technique to help you clear your mind of distraction, of chatter. And so I think this is a technique you may really enjoy doing in your meditation today. Now remember, you can do these techniques whether you're seated meditating or whether you're going about your day. We all start our journey at our own pace. So you may not be quite to the point where you're seated meditating, but you still might be trying these techniques to help you manage stress triggers throughout your day. And that is the beauty of meditation techniques. And if you are a long-time meditator, these techniques help to keep your meditation dynamic. And when you first sit down to meditate, whether you're a long-time meditator or a beginner, there's a little bit of transition time that takes place where you are slowly transitioning from whatever you were doing before you sat down to meditate to a place of more stillness. And so that's the time to do these meditation techniques. Techniques are not a meditation. They just get you to the point where you can go into your own stillness. They help to transition you. So a little about Taoism as you explore the meditation technique for today. Now, Taoism is from China, and there is a beautiful, very poetic, steeped in wisdom work of art called the Tao Te Ching, and it stems from Taoism. And there's a lot of mystery surrounding the Tao Te Ching because we're not really sure when it was written and whether it was written by multiple authors or just one person. So it's pretty certain that it was written sometime in the late 4th century BC. And they're not sure, as I mentioned, if it's composed from many different authors or one author who is reportedly responsible for the Tao Te Ching, and that is Lao Tzu. And Lao Tzu was supposedly a student of Confucius. And so many of the works of the Tao Te Ching are attributed to Lao Tzu. So what this Tao Te Ching is all about is how to live your life. And there are principles for lifestyle, there are principles for business, for relationships, for health and wellness, all these different principles that encompass a human life. And so This is among the most translated works in world literature. It's spread not only from China, but around the world. So I want to read to you an excerpt from the Tao Te Ching. And then I want you to take the wisdom you gain from the excerpt into your meditation. And what you'll be focusing on is allowing your mind to settle down as if your mind was like a pond, and the distractions and the drama of life and the stress and overwhelm stirs up the bottom of the pond and creates a lot of silt, and so the pond looks muddy. And when you sit to meditate, you allow that silt to fall back down to the bottom of the pond. And then the body of water, your mind, as it represents, is clear. And anytime distractions come again and start to stir up the silt and muddy the waters, you focus on your breath or in any other technique and quiet your mind and allow the silt to settle back down again. All your worries, all your tension, all your stress, you allow that to dissipate, and then you have clarity so you can manage these different stressors that we all experience in life in a much better way. So let me read to you chapter 15 from the Taoist classic by Lao Tzu. This says, "Ancient masters of excellence had a subtle essence and a depth too profound to comprehend. Because they were impossible to comprehend, I will try to describe them by their appearance. Cautious, like crossing a river in the winter. Wary, as if surrounded by strangers. Dignified, like a guest. Yielding, like ice about to melt. Simple, like uncarved wood. Open, like a valley. Obscure, like muddy waters. Who can wait in stillness while the mud settles? Who can rest until the moment of action? He who holds on to the way seeks no excess. Since he lacks excess, he can grow old in no need to be renewed." So this is a little food for thought from the ancient text, the Tao Te Ching, to take with you into your meditation today as you settle the dust or the silt from your mind so you have this cool clarity. So take this now and go into your meditation. And if you would like to be guided in a meditation, I do full guided meditations on a membership site. It's a subscription membership site, and that's at Slow Down Nation. And to go there, you would go to my website at sipandom.com. It's S-I-P, just like sipping tea, A-N-D-O-M, Om. You might say that as you meditate, Sip and Om. And you can try it for 2 weeks absolutely free. You get access to over 1,000 meditations there, as well as guides with all the weekly techniques and a journal for reflection if you want to go a little deeper into the weekly series. And of course, you get a private Facebook group where you can connect with other meditators there. So again, that's at sipandom.com. I invite you there if you'd like to explore meditation a little more in depth. And as always, you are so worth slowing down for.